Okay. Good morning. We are on Masechet Chulin, Daf Nun Aleph, and we're starting at the bottom of Daf Nun Amud Bet Tanra Hamaseis Ubeit Hakosot. So we've got a new section of the Mishnah here, right? And the Mishnah said, just look at the Mishnah very quickly, or maybe it's easier to see it this way over here. It said Hamaseis Ubeit Hakosot Shenikvu Lachutz. Okay, that's very important. Okay, that we had a Nekev on the outside, going through to the outside. Nikvu Lachutz. The most like a tarabala machat. Okay, we've got a needle. Shenim tzayt ba'ovi ba'akosot. Mitzad echad, if it's only sticking through on one side, kesheira. Mishnei tzadim, treifa. Now look, if you've got likutei rashi on your daf, you'll see that the bonuk rashi says, yeah, ba'ovi ba'akosot mitzad echad. Shelo etan yir'eit mi bachutz. Okay, you couldn't see from the outside. Right? Eina machat niru ele mi bifnim, only from the inside. Shloni kev ela echad mina kfalim. It had like a double layer. Only one of them was punctured, but from the inside you couldn't see it. It didn't go all the way through to the outside. Says Rashi the ksheira shechevarta megena alea. Why? Because the outer layer, that second layer of the berakosot, is protecting it. So it's still sealed. Okay. Although if it's mishnei tzadim she nikvu shnehem treif. If the hole goes all the way through, it's treif. Or berakosot too. And Rashi says here. It's only on the barakosot, right? When the writer says it's the kosot, but not the meses. But baha meses says Rashi, afilu mitzad echad shelo nira hanekev lechutz. Even it's got a hole that you can't see from the outside. Einzo stima lefishi adofen dak, because the meses got a very thin wall. Okay, so that is very important over there. Now. So we've got this needle in the berakosot. Now it's interesting, you'll see from the video that the berakosot is really like the first part of the area where the food arrived. Okay, where's our pictures over here? It's the second stomach. But you see, it might be the second stomach. It doesn't matter, but. But if you look, how it goes, the Meseis. If we talk about the Meseis, we're on the Meseis. The this is not a good picture. This is not a good picture. Where's
the? Picture of Justin.
On which page?
Membeth.
On Membeth. Okay, so if you look here, it goes into the veshet, right? And as it goes into the veshet, the first thing it falls into is the barakosot. Well, I don't know what yours says. The picture says here, kevashnia. It's called the kevashnia, right? It's called the kevashnia. But if you look at the order, you'll see that the Keva Rishona is way at the back.
Oh, I see it going.
So even though it's called the Keva Rishona, that's probably in terms of size. But in terms of where the Veshet, it comes into the food pipe, and the first thing it drops down here, or it could go over, right? If it goes over the Meseis, then it goes into the Keva Rishona. But the first place closest to the mouth is the Barakosot, even though it's called the second stomach, right? That seems to be where like all your junk falls down. What happens, your food moves over and your rubbish falls into there. And you'll see the story, you saw the story about Akosot. That in the Chatam Sofer, they said that they shechted how many 19 animals and all of the Akosot had needles and pins and stuff inside it. Apparently it's like quite a, that's the area that collects all the rubbish. Because yeah, it's the first. Although it's not called the first stomach, it's like as the food comes out of the esophagus, it's like the heavy stuff drops down into that barakosot. Okay, that's clear. So now,
according to this, it goes into the keras first and then it goes to the barakosot.
Well, how does it get to the barakosot?
I'm reading the notes. I'm not
okay, well, I'll mention the notes. I'm looking at the picture.
Notes on the picture, but
I'm looking at the picture and what makes sense over here from there. Right, okay. So that's clear. That seems to happen. Nimtza alea kort dam. So now, if you find a needle, right, you've got this needle in the barakosot. Now you're not sure whether the needle was there before the shechita or after the shechita. Okay, you got a hole. Okay, so you've got this Nimtzei Povia, you've got Machat, Shlitzei Povia, Karakosa. Now, on that Machat, right, you see on the Machat, a Koret Dam. It's got a drop of blood. Yeah. Rashi says here, Koret Dam, Gildi Belaz, Krushta. Kadashon Koret Klomar Ma'at. See the Dikute Rashi there? He says a little bit, right? It's like a little bit. Okay, well, that's a Gilda. That's it says. Krushta, crust. It's already like a dry piece of blood. But Nimtza Lea Kored Dam, a little bit of blood. Okay, the dry might be relevant here as well. Because if we see the blood's already on the needle and it's dried, so what does the Gemara say? Karish. Krushta, yeah. Right? Be'adua shelifnei shchita. Now we know that this needle must be in before the shchita. Why? Because before the shchita, the animal still had blood flowing in its body, and therefore there's blood on the needle, so it must be before the shchita. Lo nimtza alea koret dam. If there's no blood, sorry,
you did it. You finished the
dam. I did. There we are. Can go now. Right? Lo nimtza alea koret dam. He's still wasting my time. Here. He's in a hurry. Lo nimtza alea koret dam. Right? If there isn't a blood on it, right? He hasn't got a drop of blood on it. But yadu eshlach ashchita. Right? And we know that it must be after the shchita. Right, bottom line, if it's before the shechita, then it's a treifa, right? Because it means the hole was there before we shechted, so we shechted the treifa. If the hole came after the shechita, then it might happen now. There was a kasha, and we shechted it. That's the idea. He glid piyamaka. Now, if the actual hole, so the piyamaka, right? He glid, right? Beyadua sheshlosha yamim kodem shechita. Right, this is very important. Look at Rashi there. Beyadua shlosha yamim. Im lakha. Now, what's going on over here? If we see that the hole of the, where this hole of this piya maki, where the hole was, has already like started scabbing up, right? Ooh. That's the glida. That's what Rashi said over here, the glida. That's the krushta. That's the glida, krushta, right? Scabbing up. It's already starting to scab up, right? So then it's, when we can see it's an old maka. Now, what he says over here is that we know that it's about 3 days before. Now, what's the nafkam in the 3 days, not 3 days before? We'll get to that in a second. But lohi glid piyamaka. Okay, we do this. So the Rashi is like, we suddenly get into an Indian here of kinyan, right? Now we suddenly come into it, we're leaving now Isur Vehetra over here, we're now coming into Mamonot, right? Because look here, it's got nafkin into the buyer. Rashi says, im lakha. If you bought it, right? The shita adds in their tabach. If the tabach bought this animal, betoch shlosha yamim, within 3 days, have a mekach taut. The guy sold him a tray for animal. The way I came to you, I was clear from opening the Belakosot that this scabbing over here is 3 days old. I bought it.
That means that every tabach should make sure he slaughters within 3 days and check his animal.
That's a very good point. We're saying you buy animals, the Gemara is saying you've got 3 days to claim. Basically, your prescription period is 3 days. Right.
It takes 3 days for a scab to form inside the body.
Right, okay, very good. Right, lo glad piyamaka. So now, if there isn't a scab there, right, ikedisvuke. Now we get into a doubt. Ikode mekachave, ilacha, did it before or after? And now comes a problem. Vala tabach, right, shehu motzi miyado. Because as the Gemara says, ha motzi mechavra levaraya. Now we're going to back to the same principles of anything we've heard before. Now the onus on you, right, is to prove. Anybody who wants to extract money from somebody has to prove their rights. I mean, I come stop proving to you why I know that it took place before the shechita. I bought it for you exactly like that. All right. Umayshnai bechol nikuvet. The Gemara says umayshnai bechol nikuvet de alma. The afal gav de leke dam taif mara. So now the Gemara says over here, what's going on over here? Why are you suddenly, when it comes to Bet HaKosot, here you're telling me, right, that the blood on the pin, that makes a difference on the needle. If there wasn't blood, it would make a difference. Nowhere else do we see this. Have a good day. Nowhere else do we see that this limitation of blood or not. So the Gemara says, "Hatam leikam itid lemisrach hache kevan deikam machat ita de kodem shechita hu mishrach avesarich." Basically, it's like if we're looking for something to litlot. Okay, we're looking for a reason over here, right? In other places, he says leikam midi. Look at Rashi. Hatam kashenimtza neke belomi. We haven't got a needle in the hole. We just got a hole, right? Kashe adam yotze, when the blood flows out of that hole, who mitkaneach belach luchita basvolech levishen lohechen neid badek. It's got nowhere to stick to, so it just drains the up of the rest of the blood, right? Here we've got the needle. So therefore, mishach have a mishach. Adababach, the blood sticks on the point. So he says, if we've got a knife there, we've got a needle, and we've got blood there, we can already start drawing conclusions. No, we haven't got the needle there, so we see a hole. We can't start making, we've got no conclusion to draw, because the blood, where would it go? Into the body and just be drained out. Yeah. Here we've got a foreign object in the body, and the blood's there, so it might work. So the truth be told is this might work in any other part of the body where you find a needle. Oh. Right? Not only in the Barakosot. Not in the Barakosot. Yeah.
In this case, the customer was sold their credit unwittingly, rendering the purchase a mistaken transaction. Some suggest that this applies only to an uncommon trade fraud, such as an animal with a needle in the erected claw, but a normal buyer assumes liability for common trade fraud.
Interesting,
such
eh?
As adheres wow. to the, in lungs and cannot cancel.
If there was a srich in the lung, you wouldn't say, that's part of your business risk.
Yeah, this is an unusual sort of...
Basically, that's part of your business risk. This is something which... Okay. I'm Rav Safra le Rabbaya. But just one thing I want to point out of here. The Gemara said, the Gemara asked a question. Umay shnai mikol nikuvei da'alma da'afagav de'leka dam tarif mar. Right? It seems like there's a discussion taking place between somebody. Actually, I read in a note, I think, I'm not sure this morning or yesterday. I was at the B'nai Kiva conference, I had a lot of time. I was reading in the Daf notes, maybe I saw that he says, if you like it, the Tarif Mar, it seems like the Gemara is actually a discussion between, is there a note there?
Yeah.
There's actually a discussion taking place between Amoraim here, but they aren't just being mentioned. It's not the Gemara asking Akashia. It's actually two people talking to each other. One guy says to the other, what's going on over here? And then he answers, Hatam Leikim Idle Mishach. But the Gemara is actually quoting who says it who, right? Okay. Amar Rav Safra Rabaya Chazi Mar Hai Trubim Rabbanan. He says, you see this Trubim Rabbanan, the Atam Rav, came from Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rav Avir Shamani, and he calls himself Avira. Right? Rashi says Avir Shmi. Va'amar, and what did he say? Maase, he tells us about a story. Uba Lifnei Rebbe, they came before Rebbe, and there was a Machad Shlim Tebo Ibera Kosot. But Mitzad Echad. And there was a needle. It was only from the one side, V'tarfa, and he trifed it. Now we learned a second ago, we learned in the Brighter said, and he says, yeah, then it came to Rebbe, and Rebbe trifled it. So look at this. Abaya got so excited about it. He says, Shalachle. He sent for the guy. Lo atlegabe. He never came. Right? Didn't want to come and see him. Abaya sent him. Azal hulegabe. Abaya himself went to the guy. Havakai aigre. He was standing on the roof. Amar nichud mar veneti. He says, come down. I want to talk to you. Lo nachit. He wasn't interested. Rebellious guy. This. Salik hu legabe. Abaya climbed up onto the roof. Okay, this is how interested Abaya was, right? Amarles. Abaya says to this Rav Avina. Rav, his name? Avira. Ira. It's almost like Ira, hey? Like Avira. Emily gufa deuvda heichihava. Emily says, tell me, what happened there? What was the story? So Amarle, maftir knisiot ana. I am the maftir knasiot. Look at Rashi, yeah? I'm the machnis umotzi talmidim. I'm the guy who brings the children in and out. Umasfam amidam lelech bebeit amidrash. When they're walking out of the Israel, right, he's like the disciplinarian, right? Like the mashgiach. Yeah, he puts him into a single file for Rebbe, right? Leile mi Rebbe Rabba. When they were going to Rebbe Rabba, right? Rebbe Rabba, yes, Rebbe Rashi says Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, right? V'haver Rav Huna tzipora. Rabbi Yossi Mada'a, and when I was taking his kids out, I saw Rabbi Yossi Mada'a, Yoshvin in the front, I'm sitting in front of the Rebbe. Ubate lifnei Rebbe, and they're born in front of the Rebbe. Machat shenim tzait po'ovi ben ha'kosu b'tzad echad. It was in the kosu only on the one side. Right, look at Rashi there. Shelo haita niret mi b'chut. Remember that Rashi clearly said, if you can't see on the outside, it's not a treifa, because the second wall protects it. Right? So whatever. Hafcha Rebbe turned it inside out. Rashi says, "Lebeda kosot lechatzalachit." So he turned it inside out. Umatza aleya koret dam, and he saw on the thing a bit of blood on the machat on the inside, right? V'tarfa, no, hafcha Rebbe. Hafcha lebeda kosot lechatzalachit.
Umatza dam b'chutz mul amachat shaita b'otod b'fni.
No, on the inside. I don't know how to explain it. I mean, pshat in the Gemara. Rashi says like this. V'hafcha lebeda kosot letzarachitzon.
Look at umatza.
Umatza ala machat keneged pia mibachutz ala machat keneged pia מבחוץ קורא דם. אה, that's Rashi there.
מבחוץ הדם.
הוא מצא עליה קורא דם
ודם. מתנגד את המחת שהיא בפנים.
No, Rashi, על המחת. He found blood on the machat.
לא,
הוא מצא על המחת. The machat inside. Just one second. יש לך שלעלייה. הוא מצא על המחת, on the needle, כנגד פיה מבחוץ, קורת דם. Someone tell me what's going on over here.
The note says the spot of blood on the outside of the reticulum proved that the needle had at some point during the animal's lifetime penetrated both layers.
המחת, לא, המחת בפנים. זה אין ספק. והוא רואה דם על בית הקוסף מבחוץ מול המחת.
בדיוק. Directly opposite the point of the needle.
That's what he says. זה לא, אוקיי. והפכה, אבל אני אסתם, היא סזיה, והפכה למחת, הוא מצא על המחת, כנגד פיה מבחוץ קורת דם. רשי כתוב על המחת, that's what I understand. רשי says, הוא מצא על המחת. Well, where was the blood? On the מחת. Right, just one second. כנגד, let me first try to understand it, then you can explain to me. והפכה, הוא מצא על המחת, on the needle, כנגד פיה מבחוץ קורת דם. I'll tell you how I understand it. I understand it. He took the beta kosot and he turned it inside out, Rebbe. Right? And now there was blood on the machat. And when the beta kosot was turned inside out, the hole from the outside, which was actually the inside, is now opposite where the needle was.
Yes,
and he saw blood. Yes, that's how it, I think, that's how I think it was. Okay. Right? Right, okay. Va'amar... והבחי רבא מצו עליו קורת דם וטרפה. ואמר, אם אין שם מכה, so he says like this, if there's no hole, קורת דם מנין. And this was Rebbe who said it, right? ואמר, אם אין מכה, זו יוצאת לחוץ, דם זה מנין כאן. In other words, oh God.
Blood was on the outside.
Outside. But on the outside, obviously turned it inside out. Or,
it was on the outside, and he saw that the needle was...
But where's
the
hole?
So why do you have to have the machat?
Yes, because he had to see the machat.
But the machat's in the inside.
Yes, yeah, so he saw that it was right against where the blood was on the outside.
And the blood was on the beta kosot. Why did, like Rashi say, why did it just wash out with the animal like blood would do? The blood's on the needle. That's the Gemara says... ובאת דברי רבי מחת שנמצא פה עובר הקוסות, הפכה רבי, הוא מצא עליה קורת דם. What's עליה? On the מחת.
אוקיי, אז ההסבר הוא, הוא באמת היה על המחת, והיות והוא נוגע בדופן, אז זה חדר גם החוצה.
אבל לא חדר החוצה. But it doesn't say that. It says, come on, it says, מחת שנמצא פה, it says, it says, ומצא מחת שנמצאת פה עובי בין הקוסות מצד אחד, only on the one side, והפכה רבי, ומצא עליה, he turned it inside out and saw the needle, in my opinion, ומצא קורת דם וטרפה. And then he said, if there isn't a hole, then where did this blood come from? So there, I don't think there was any holes. Rebbe just saying that if there wasn't a hole, then why is there blood?
So Rebbe assumed there was a hole.
There wasn't a hole. Rebbe's saying like this. He turned the beta kosot inside out, and now he's got the needle in his hand. And the needle's got a piece of blood on it. And Rebbe says like this. Where did that blood come from? Because what are the options? We might have thought he maybe swallowed it in or whatever case. Rebbe's saying no. If it would have come in gently through the esophagus and just landed there and not made a hole, there wouldn't be blood.
No, but it was sticking into the inside. That's where the blood would have come from, the inside. Why does it have to protrude out?
No, it doesn't even say that it was sticking, David. It says she nimtzait ba'ovi barakosot. Inside but bitzad echad. It doesn't say that it was actually sticking into anything.
Ovi, the wall. It was in the wall.
I really seem much... Okay. Let me see how they translate to change the English.
I think you're right. It's the blood was on the inside, but against the hole. Right. The inside.
Yeah. It doesn't say it was protruding in.
He says here, the blood's on the outside, not on the inside.
Did you?
That's not what Rashi says, though.
It's not Rashi, but... Maybe Rashi is going to be in the house.
I'm sorry, this Gemara is completely wrong. It was not a Rashi anyhow. I don't want to say it. I don't want to start using or getting aggravated here. But it's clear that's not what Rashi says. There was no blood on the outside. The blood was on the needle and the needle was in the inside. That's what Gemara says, what Rashi says. I don't know where any of this comes from. You know why they're making this all up? Because it's difficult to understand. Okay, so we don't understand. Is it in square bracket? Seriously, not in my Gemara. In English, it's in square
bracket. I.e., on the place of the outside of the ring that's directly opposite the point of the needle on the inside.
Where does it say that? Matza al hamachat. Keneged piya mibachutz.
Keneged
piya mibachutz. Keneged piya mibachutz. But the machat was inside, was on the blood, and it seems like the way that it is. Anyway, bottom line is Rashi, the Rebbe seemed to understand there must be in a hole because otherwise it wouldn't be blood, right? Wow, we don't know. Amale, Tarach, Tare Lahu Gavra. Right? So now Abaya got all aggravated because he thought he was coming to hear this massive chidush over here. Right? We're still not sure exactly what he heard, but anyway. Right? So he's, Abaya says about himself, what? Tarach, Tare Lahu Gavra. Look at Rashi says here, Lahu Gavra, right? Meaning to himself. Amar, Tarach, Tare Lahu Gavra. Kama, Hitrachte lo Toha Ish. Right, no. Himself. He's talking about himself, Abaya. Abaya is saying, Kama, Hitrachte lo Toha Ish. Aratzmo huo ayaomer. Yes. She trichu lo lavo etzlo, that I made him come all this way here. Lishnach in Rashi says, Tarach tria kumod de tar l'reishu de amela. Klamar, Bechinam tarachti lavo, she'en kan davar chidush. Big deal. Well, I thought you were going to come with some gross chidush. We're still not sure what he said. We're still not quite sure what he said, but anyhow. Amela, Tarach tria lo, matnitini. It's a pashut mishnah, ha-meseis u-beit ha-kosot she-nikvu l'chutz. Basically, what you're telling me over here is, bottom line is, that there was a hole all the way through. It's not what he said. It's not what the Gemara says. It's not what Rashi said. But anyhow, that's what the Gemara says. Okay, now, Naftali min ha-gag. Right, it's interesting that Abaya didn't fall from the gag, right? This is not Abaya. This is, we're now back in the Mishnah. We're back in the Mishnah. Right? Just the connection here. The same story. Okay. So now when we had there the case of the animal fell from the gag, what did we say? We said nafla min hagag nishtabru rov atzlaotav udrusat hazeev. Right. So those were the three different cases we had over there. So now we said nafla min hagag. Nafla min hagag. I'm back on Mem Bet at the Mishnah. Right. I'm Aleph. Nafla min hagag. V'shachte miyad. If you shecht it straight away, it's a treifa. Afapi she'ain shever nirav. If you can't see there was any shvarim. Choshashin, because why? Choshin shnitrasku v'nitparku aver. We worry that maybe the bones have all been crushed. But ain't time betray for. That's what Rashi says. There's no time betray for. Nochlamo should be sinna. Okay. Ubegemara amar, and that's on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Bet. That's the Rashi's quoting now. Agam Adaf. We'll see just now. Sheim shahata me'et le'et. If you waited for 24 hours after it fell, v'shachte and it was still alive, everything was okay, then it's a kshera. V'af al pi shelo amda. Even though it never stood up. Wow. The animal fell off the roof and it's been lying there for 24 hours, but it still lived. You can shecht it. Okay. So now let's go. Now from Amar Rav Huna, hayniach b'hem lemala. If you had your animal up there, Rashi's on the gag on the roof. Uba u'metzal lemat, and suddenly you come around and you see it's on the floor there. Al haaret, says Rashi, right? Ein choshashin mishum risuka everim. You don't have to worry. Why do I have to worry? Look at Rashi. Hoyel v'lo ra'inua shenafla. You never actually saw it fall. Ein choshashin shemen nitrasku avarea. La shota mi'et leit. Why? K'dinafush. Te'amrinan b'matnitin. Will on nun vav. Gabe off im shata mi'et leit v'shachta k'shaira. U'bekofetzet me'alea lo chashinan lachi. Like a bird flying, so too the animal jumps on its own. In other words, when an animal falls, it's one thing. When it jumps, we'll see just now, an animal when it jumps, it calculates its abilities. And goats, for example, they jump. You know, you see mountain goats, they jump from high places, right? You can assume that it knew what it was doing and it took all the necessary precautions, right? Okay, well, we assume we're not. If you left it at the top of a 10-story building, you find it on the floor, the chances are it's not going to be standing, right? took the elevator. Okay.
So, Professor Kahn.
Ahu Gadya. Okay, that's a Gadi. Right, a goat. Tahavna Ravina. Ravina had this goat. Right, and look at Rashi there. Begag. He kept it on the roof. They had flat roofs, right? Right? Vahava Aruba Begag. And the Gag had a chimney. Okay, it was a chimney. Okay, right? Right, so who Gadya David Rabina? The Chaza Chushna Befuma, okay, he saw through the chimney, right, Seorim Klofim, like peeled or roasted barley, right, and Rashi, and the Gemara says over here, Beipuma, Keneged Pi Aruba Lamatmad, right under the chimney at the bottom there, because obviously they've been roasting it, I suppose, right?
They call it a skylight.
David says that it was the malting floor. Right, they were smoking it for the whiskey, right? Okay, maybe Ravina was a Scotchman. Okay. Right? That Begagar Rabuba, Chazakushla Surum Klovim, Beipumba, Mikeneger Piaruba, then Dagar. Right? Dagar Rashi is Kafats. Okay, Dagar Nafal mi Igril Aaron. He fell from the floor, from the roof to the floor. Atira came to Rashi. So this child now came to Rashi. Amale. So Rashi said, Had Am Rabuna Hinyak Bahabila Maluba Matsalamata Ain Khoshim Shum Riskuvari. He said there, now the question is as follows. We just quoted a few seconds ago that Rav Huna said, right, if you left the animal on the roof and you found it on the floor and you don't worry, he says like this, what was the reason? Mishum de'itna mida lemishach, because we can assume that there was something for it to lean on, right? Look at Rashi there, mishum de'itna shelo kafta derech aruba, ele betzidei hagag, it came down the side, mashrecheras ma'abek talim, and it supported itself on the walls. And therefore we've got it, we can say that he never actually fell. He slowly used the walls to come down. In this case over here, there's no way for him to support himself. When Rav Huna said that you don't have to worry because you're assuming that the animal's got ways to come down to support himself. Here there isn't a way to support himself. So what do you have to worry about? Here we must choshesh. Or dilma mishum da amda nafsha. Maybe not, because an animal is able to appropriate itself. It can assess itself, right? It can look at Rashi says there, Amda Nafsha, Im Gavola Yotemida, and it knows how to appraise the situation. If it's too high, it's not going to jump. If it's too low, things are going to make it, right? So that's the question. Because if it's a case of there's nothing to rely on, then it's a trefa. If we say that it assesses the situation, then yeah, so too. We don't have to worry. That's right. Animals assess the situation. They don't take risks. Right? Which is pretty true, I suppose. Animals are their instinct and everything. Ahi imrata. Imrata. Dehave bei rav chavi ben. Imrata is like, I think, some sort of female animal. Right? A female lamb or goat or whatever it is. What's it? A kivsa, right? Kivsa. Like, what do they call it? A ewe. Okay. Ahi imrata. Dehave bei Rav Chaviva. He Rav Chaviva had this. Ha dehavu shadran kare batraita. Now it seems like a bit of a crippled type of animal, this. Look at Rashi, yeah? Shadran kare batraita. Raglea achronim. Hayu nigrin acharet. Would like drag its back legs. Right? If you look at Rabbeinu Gershom, it says over here, shigudnehu denakid lei, keshetinatzel meotoch, it seems like it was a sickness. He had some sort of infection, says Rabbeinu Gershom there. Right, Amar Rav Yemar, Hai Shigruna Nakte. See that? That's what Rashi says. Rashi says Shigruna Karnifa. Rabbeinu Gershom, if you look at Gershom towards the bottom there, he says Shigruta Huda Nakit Lacholi. It was a sickness. Klomar, B'ksheir L'achazman. We'll get better after time. K'shetinatzel Miotoh Choli, when it recovers. So it's got some sort of infection. It's not a trefa, not necessarily a trefa. So now, Amar Rav Yemar, Hai Shigruta Nakte. So he says, that's all, don't worry, it's not a big deal, just sick. Matl Ravina, Ravina never liked this idea, right? It was a Chaviva's animal, right? Ravina says, "Doctors, v'dil mechut hashidra ifsak. Maybe its spinal cord is pasuk, and that's one of the trefas we saw, right? Remember, there were two pasukot, right? There was the spinal cord was pasuk, and the kane. Remember? Mm-hmm. Remember, it's a good opportunity now to actually go over our acronym again. What was it? Chanak nefesh." What was it? Yad Dan Chanak Nefesh. Right. Dan Chanak Nefesh. Dan, we said, was Darus. Dan was Nun. Well, there were three Nuns. There was Nakuv, Naful, and Natul. Right? Yeah. And then there was Dan Chanak. Chet was Surah. Chasera. Right? Yeah. And then Chanak, we said the one nun already, and the kuf was karua. Remember, torn. And then nefesh was also nefila. We said the nuns already. And the pay was pasuk. This is a pasuk, right, which we said applied to the kanen, to the chudash shitra. And the shin was shavur, shvura. Right, okay. So let's carry on. So we have this, he says, maybe the chudash shitra is pasuk, right? But kua ashka kua karavina. They found that Ravina was right. Right? That the spinal cord was broken. Look at that. And nonetheless, if Ravina was right, Alokha Rav Yemar. Why is Alokha like Rav Yemar? Look at Rashi over here. Hilcha Rav Yemar, Delo mizdakakinan lemivdak shar behemot. You don't have to go and check the rest of the animal. The shagran cry. Oh, you have to now go, every animal that's dragging its legs, go and start checking if its spinal cord is broken. You can assume that it's a sickness, and therefore here, in this particular case, Aravina was right, but as a rule, he won't be right.
In most cases, it's a
prayer. Right, in right, absolutely right. Amar Abhuna is Zacharim, right? Shigira, look at the verse like this, why? Shigruna Shachiach, because the sickness is a common story. Chut Ashidra lo Shachiach, not common, they have broken spinal cords. Amar Abhuna is Zacharim, now Rashi is here, Zacharim or Eilim, right? So an aisle, was it a deer? A ram, right. That's right. Aisle. Zacharim, I mean, Nakhim says here that they gnawing each other all the time. That they're always fighting with their, what they call, how is that? Butting, right? They're always gagging each other with their horns. Ain choshim rishum rishuka evarim. Don't think that, it's like boxers, right? You don't assume the guy's punch drunk. Well, maybe you can. But they're fighting all the time. Then that's normal, right? They're normal, right? Afagav de midvu v'kaimu timre ba'almuhu de nakhtulet. Rashi says, even though de midvu do'agim v'koavim, right, they moan and they hurt, right? Chamimut kamo ishta timre. Basically, just basically adrenaline, right? De nakhtulet. Naful arif. If one of them falls to the ground, gets smacked to the ground, vadai chashinan. Then you do have to worry, okay? Because then it's not normal. Amar Rav Benashi, Hanei Dachri. So Dachri again is Zachre, right? Zacharim, Dalad and the Zion interchange. The Ganve. Right, look at that. These, now it's obviously common that the thieves come and they steal these small animals. So you've got these rams that get stolen, right? So Gemara says now, Ein choshim mishum risuk avarim. If they steal them, because look at Rashi, they throw them over the wall. But no flim, they fall onto the ground. Don't worry about it being broken. Why not? My timer. Ki shadi lehu, am tenaihu shadi lehu, ki hechi delirihate kamaihu. When they throw them over, they throw them so they're going to land properly on their hind legs. Uh-huh. Right? They're not going to land on their back. She'd tend to break their spine. Why? Because these guys want them now to run away with them. So they're careful. They want them alive. They don't want to take a dead, and once it's dead or broken, they're going to step it on their backs. And then you look like, remember, we discussed it before, we have a camera, right? It's like it's belittling for a guy to walk around. That's what remember the Torah said, that with a seh, you pay four, and for a bigger animal, you pay five, because you've already got busha. Boshet for carrying it, for selling
it. After they steal it, they won't be able to do proper shchita.
Of course, right. They can't sell it as glatt, right? However, look at this. The Gemara says, that's when they stole it, you don't have to worry. About adrinu, but if they're giving it back, right, if they got caught, if they're getting it caught, then vadai chashin, you do have to worry. Look, Rashi says, derech lemalim, they're going to throw it back against the wall. Vadai chashinan, why do you have to worry? Deloi chpat lehu kol hechad raf, now they don't care how it falls. They just want to get rid of it, right? Right? Rashi says, honey, dahadrinu mechmat yiru. That's if they're scared. But mechmat tshuva. If they suddenly have a charota that they're ganavim, they want to do tshuva, tshuva ma'aliyatehu da'avdi. Then you don't have to worry because they put it back nicely and gently to make sure the animal was all well and safe. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav.
How would you know if he was making tshuva or not?
If the guy came over to your house and he's like, I really want to thank you, apologize, and you know, he invites you over for l'chaim, you know. He puts, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Ha'heka al rosha v'halchala klap ezam. Now, this is another story. If there was the guy hit the animal on its head, but imagine like with a whip or with a stick, and the stick went all the way back to the tail. In other words, it was a long enough stick, and you hit it on the head over here, and the stick went all the way to the tail, like this, right? It cut the whole back of the animal. The Gemara says, Rav Yehuda Amarav says, Ka Rosha v'achar l'klape znava, al znava v'achar l'klape Rosha, all the other way around, from the back, k'neged kol ha'shid r'kula, ein choshi b'shur misuke averim. You don't have to worry. But look at this. V'i shalim chutra apalgai degava chayshinan. But if the stick, right, was only long enough for half the animal's width, that now the end of the stick caught the middle of the back of the animal, you do have to worry. Look at Rashi. The second last wild lines of Rashi. You do have to worry. And another case where you can understand why, right? Because now the crack got in the middle of the spine. And if on this knot, on this rope, or on this stick, it's got knots, like bumps or whatever, then Rashi, you have to worry because it could have caused more damage. Rashi says, if you hit the animal not this way, but this way from the side, you do have to worry about it because there you hit it across the back, you can break its back. Okay, I'll tell you a story later on about my finger last night. I knocked my finger. Okay. What's the connection? You'll hear the connection. It's actually it's unbelievable connection, I want to tell you. Amrav Nachman, Amrav Nachman. Amrav Nachman says, Beit HaRechem, listen, this is amazing. Beit HaRechem, Ein Bo Mishur Misuk Ever. You might think that when the baby, when the child, when the animal's being born, maybe it's being squeezed out of the womb, maybe it's causing, you should worry about the breakage. Maybe you should check the animal, right? So I'm going to Rav Nachman, Tanya de Masayilach. I've got a bride that helps you. Where do you have this bride? Not with the gods, it's the gods of children. Tinok. Talk about it in the gods of Hilchot Nida. Tinok ben, it's the Gemara in Masechet Nida. Tinok ben Yom Echad. A one-day-old child, Metamei Beziva. If a child, you see a Zav, okay, if it happened, right, it would already be Tamei. That's Halocha. Look at Rashi, Metamei Beziva. Im Yatza Menazov. If there was Zav, if it could happen, let's say, right, probably call it, but let's say that there was, the fact that it's one day old would cause it to be a Zava. Now look at this, what's his proof? If you're going to tell me that there might be Risuk Averim, so then, Ikre Kan, Mipsarov Lo Machmat Onso. When it comes to Zav, right, one of the considerations for a person to be a gonorrheic discharge, to make him treif, to make him Tameh, that it had to be coming out naturally. It wasn't like being pushed or under duress. If the sperm came out, right, because of some reason, there was some force or some pressure, then it's called onso. And the pasuk says mipsaro. It has to be a natural process. And if you would have thought that there's risuk avarim, that a child coming out of the mother's womb is under duress, then you would see that gonorrheic discharge, you would say that is under duress and not normal. And yet we don't say it's under duress, we say it's normal. See, if it's normal, not under duress, then it means that the birthing process is not a destructive process. Okay, got it? That's a long rush I left out. Okay. So Gemara says, no, that's not any proof. Why? When did that writer say that he's got a child is immediately a Zava? And we don't worry about Risuk Averim. That's the Hachabah Maskinan, Kikon Shatzad Rechtof. And that was the cesarean section. That's why there was no, you can't believe the proof. Right? There's no proof over there. Because there was no, when do we say that? Because it couldn't have been it's only a Tamei if it wasn't a natural birth. So, I mean, so natural birth might be dangerous. We might not apply that principle of the natural birth. We only say it was a cesarean birth. With me? So in other words, there's no pressure here. So maybe under pressure, we wouldn't say this halacha. So you can't prove it from here. So more trials again. Toshma. Egel, Shlo Rav Yom Tov, Shukhdev Yom Tov. If a calf is born on Yontif, you can shecht it on Yontif. Now, why isn't it Mukta? It's because it was Mukhan Machmat Imo. Because you could have shechted its mother. Right? And therefore, you could have shechted its mother, it would have been a Ben Pekua. Right? Or, so in other words, the fact that, it was there, that it was pregnant, means everyone, it's look at Rashi Abia. No, but it's not a Nolad. It's Mutar. Because it was mutar machmat imo. That's what I'm saying. It's mutar. Egesh Rabbi Yom Tov, Shochatin Rabbi Yom Tov. Look at Rashi Aviyah. Yeah? Is there Rashi here?
Yes.
Where's the Rashi? Egesh Rabbi Yom Tov. Ein kan mishum mukta. Ein kan mishum mukta. Sharei muchan haya agav imo. You see that? Because it was muchan. Veshochatin Rabbi Yom. Alma mishum risuke evarim nami leitbein. Therefore, we aren't choshesh to a treifa. If you thought it was a treifa, how could you have to wait to see 20 paths? If it fell, right? Exactly, you have to wait from 8 to 8. We don't have to wait. So if we don't have to wait, Therefore, we can assume that there's no problem here with the chashash. The Gemara says no. Hachinami kagon she yotzei derech dofin. That halacha is talking about yotzei derech dofin. The Kabbalah sees this cesarean section, and you got no proof whatsoever what the halacha would be if it was a natural birth. So we can't help that answer that either. The Gemara tries again. Toshma v'shavin. Now this v'shavin is the end of a machloket. Rashi says over here. We'll see the second. Masechet Beitza. Look at Rashi for a second. Tanaya, there's a machlok Tanaya in Machteket Beitza. Kabe bechor shenolad bo mum beyom tov. If you've got a bechor, now a bechor is normally not yours. If a bechor gets a mum, so now, right, you can put it the bechor, right? If it's got a mum, it becomes mishtachre, right?
You have to put it.
It's automatically, it's no longer works for the coin. Or the coin can use it. It loses its kedusha. If it's got a mum, that's the kedusha here, right? So now it uses kedusha. So Rashi says here, alma mishum misukarim nami leit bay. And I'm sorry. Gabe bechosh lo biyomtov v'shavin. Now, yeah, that machloket tanaim there about the mum, if it got a mum, whatever the case was, is a machloket. But both sides to the machloket agree, right? That's what Rashi says. Shavin dafilu haoser, even the one who would normally oser benolad bo bayom mum, if the mum happened today on yontov, it would be asur mishum de muktzaya ben hashmashot machba isur kochim b'chutz. In other words, if that bechor was alive on Friday, and the mum only happened on Wednesday night, and Yontif was Thursday, and the mum happened on Yontif, he'd say you can't shecht it because the mum was only today, and ben hashmashot was muktzah. But he was born with the mum, right? He was born with the mum. Aba im nolad hayom umumo imo. Right, muchan hu shelo nesar meolam. It's a muchan because it was like a normal animal, muchan machmat imo, and it had a mum, so it was never asur ever
as a
bechor. Right, the ha b'maya imo haya muchan agav imo umum mutar de bechor eno kadosh ad sheyolad. Only when it gets born does it become a kadosh. When this was born, it was already born with a mum, so it never became kadosh. Ukeshnol haray mumo imo v'ra'u l'shichet b'chutz, and you can shecht it immediately. So what he's saying over here, that there, so now if it was born with the mum, it never did a bechor, so it wasn't ever a muktza, you can shecht it now, so that's proof that we aren't worried about risuk avarim, because you have to wait, me ate late. You got it? It's just a derivative of the previous example. He added in the issue of the mum over here, of the bechor. So Gemara says, no, that's also not a good example. Right, now you're going to tell me like you told me just now, hachinami shiatzer erech dofen, that it's a treifa, it doesn't work because it's a cesarean born, derech dofen mi kadosh. Would there be a hava amina that it's a bechor if it was born through a cesarean section? That's why we have to have the derivative, right? You can't use that example with me now. You got it? That wouldn't work because there'd be a hava amina of a bechor, right? Rabbi Yochanan, Modei Rabbi Shimon inyan kochim she'eno kadosh. Rabbi says, even Rabbi Shimon says, just one second, Mati. What Rabbi Shimon? Af agav de palig b'basechet nida gabay yotzei dofen. V'am harei hu k'yelod v'yoshevet alav yemei tumah v'tara hatam hu d'yitrabe mi'v'im nikva teled rabot yotzei dofen. Aval inyan kochim modei she'eno kadosh. And even there, Rabbi Shimon, who says that with regard to sitting Shiva and all those stories and waiting 7 days for it, etc., it will all be the same. However, it was born, even if it was a cesarean section, right? He says that a Bechor would not be Kadosh Dichtiv ki Yivaleid, Prat Yotzei Dofen. It has to be born. So even don't tell me, but according to Rabbi Shimon, even a Bechor would be even through a cesarean section. No. The other halachas apply to him, but not in a Bechor. So now the Gemara doesn't like it, it knocks it out. He says, this isn't the case over here. It's not talking about we go back to our original case. We talk about an animal that's born and falls out. He says, we can't, doesn't none of this applies. Why? Because he dug his claws in and therefore he basically broke his fall. And that's why an animal who falls, so we go, remember back in the Gemara, we said of Rechim Ambul Mishum Risuke Evarim. He says that when we said of Rechim, it's something, I'll be very honest with you, I'm not even sure I understand the answer. Look at Rashi Avia, Chavish Hifris, Rashi Avia, Kagon Shifris Agabakaka, it's Ninar La Amod, right? It basically battled to try and stand up. Vetachav Parsotav La Amod, and it stuck in its claws or its hooves to stand. I mean, the Kamegabe in the Fuller. They're talking about an animal over here that made some attempt because the animal gets born. Right? You know, animals, they fall to the floor and they stand up straight away. So I think that's basically got to do with
standing right away, there's no
chashash. There's no chashash. That's nothing to do with it. We're not proving anything about the brightness, don't prove anything. The fact that we can check the animals has nothing to do with it. It's got nothing to do with that. The fact that because when it gets born, it falls on the floor and then it like puts its, sticks its legs together, etc., makes it an attempt to get up. Once it stands up straight away, that's why it's not a trifle. Okay. Okay. If I'm Rav Nachman, you are locha. Ben Amid Bachayim. He says again, just like we said over here, that if it was born, says so too in the slaughterhouse. Ain bo mishum risuke aver. We don't worry there. Once the animal's already at the Benashmak met Bachayim, we don't worry about risuk. Right? And the growth of the story. Ahu Rashi says, "Bala mitbachaim kashem mepirin otol le'eretz l'shochato afirim makom gavua." If they put it onto the ground to shecht it, right? You saw in that movie. They like throw the animal over, right? And they put it onto the whole idea to shecht it over, right? So you don't worry about that being a risuk, even from a high area, right? So the Gemara says, "Ahu turid d'nafal v'ishtamakal negichutei." So it was a shore, right? That fell, and they heard this groaning sound coming out of him. Nonetheless, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar-Marta went there, shakel and shufa, took the best parts. Okay, we saw this before, I think the best parts. Uh-huh. Took the best part. Amar Rabbanan, minaleha, how does he know you can do this? Where does he get the halacha from, right? The lo chayash, Rashi says, lo chayash tel risuk, you never worry about risuk. It fell over, we heard this groaning noise. Amar le'achem ha-rab, this is what Rav said, siponav no'etz ad shemagir la'aretz. That's the previous example which we gave a second ago, right? That's how we solved the issue of the child being born. Okay, that's what he's saying the animals basically prevent themselves from falling. I don't know. Okay, I'm
Why can they have checked their retrospectively after the
apparently, show? Apparently, according to the footnote here, it's saying that somehow the animal will dig its claws.
Yeah, exactly. But how can that's what the Gemara is saying? That's Rashi. They're quoting Rashi. Yeah, that's Rashi. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says over here. He says that it sticks its tzipunav kashur shohei when he's about to fall. Kol shahu mitchazek b'tzipunav, he's strengthened on his hooves to make sure he doesn't fall properly.
He doesn't say that.
What's that, Steve?
He says that when you can check it, but you might still need extra precaution to check that it's on a tray.
We don't have to here. We said we're telling us all these cases ain't bo mishum risuke varim. Therefore, we don't have to check. And that's what we saw earlier on. Remember, the Gemara said, we said over here, we check for all these stories. We check at the end of the day for lungs. But that's where it's common. All these things we aren't choshesh for. You're right, you could check. But the question, why want to check? But why you want to check? Why look for trouble? Even like we said over here with the case that we had over here. Remember, we had the case, the previous Amud, of that animal that was schlepping its feet behind its back. And we said, Aloha Krabi Yemar. Even though we said that Ravina was right. I mean, it was right in this particular case. We never made us go and check every animal that was now had that. Could be, you got chazokas. You got chazokas. We rely on chazokas. You rely on animals. The chazoka is that when the animal is about to fall, it makes all the precautions that it can not to hurt itself. Yeah. And therefore, you can rely on that the animal is going to save you. Right. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. Amda. Right, look over here. Amda enot shuchem eit leit. Says, if it got up, animal fell. We're talking about now off the roof, right? We now finished the story. We go back to our Mishnah, right? The first case. Okay, animal falls off the roof. I think Rashi says that we go back to the Gemara, right? Look at, where's it, Rashi?
Under.
Where is it? Under, right. About seven lines up before it gets wide. Amat nitin kai. Right, we're going back to our Mishnah now. Shenafle min agag v'amda. If the animal got up, stood up, right? But look at Rashi. V'lo halcha, but didn't even walk. Just stood up. Ein etshicha shehiyat mi'ait leit. You have to wait now the 24-hour period. However, says the Gemara, bedika vadabai. Yeah, David, see, but in the Catholics, you do need a bedika. So you have to wait 24 hours. You can shecht it immediately, but now when you've shecht it, go check it. Because now there might be a chazoka. The chazoka has changed. When it was standing on the roof, it was a healthy animal. Now it fell off the roof. Even though it got up, now there's a chazoket that it might be a broken body, right? Bedikah v'arabai. That's what Rashi says over here. About bedikah ba'ayish b'chut ha'shidra u'b'shvirat rov tzla'ot u'b'akirat chulia. Right? Take out all this. V'hecha de lo amda, says Rashi, but if it never stood up, afilu bat kanua v'nimtzat shleima treifa. But even if it never got up, and you check the animal, you find every single piece is okay, it's a treifa. See that? Because the chazokah. We aren't interested in the facts. We should be more in the chazoka, right? Mishum hachvat shenit hachavet shenit parku prakeya v'chuliyoteya, right? Because it might have smashed up the internal spots. Ve'im halcha, look at Rashi says, yeah, afilu bedika lo bayi. If it starts walking after the fall, it fell on the ground, gets up and walks, you can assume it's healthy, everything's fine, get on with the job.
That's a
Gemara. Right, that's we know that, right? That, halcha in. Right, that the Gemara says. Am halcha that's the rest of the Gemara. Rav Chiya bar Ashi amar, achatzu v'chatzu tshikha b'dikha. Rav Chiya bar Ashi says, no. Whether it got up and it walked, doesn't matter, it's all in the b'dikha. So amar Rav Yirmiya bar Acha amar Rav, pashta yade la'amod. Right, it never got up, it's lying on the floor. But it stuck out its front leg. Right, afa pishe lo amda, even though it never got up, or akra ragla lahalech, its back leg, it lifted up its back leg to walk, afa pishe lo halcha. See that? So if it's its front leg, even though it never got up, and the back leg, if it sticks its back legs out, even though it didn't walk, it still seems to be okay. Right, he's very naked over here. And halacha says, Rav Chisda says, only if ni'ara la'amod. If it made an attempt to get up, afal pi shelo amda, right? Even more make it, right? Even if it just made an attempt to get up, even though it never got up, right? Let's skip over the brackets there. Amar amay meshwey drav dimi min harda. So now we've said in the fuller animal that fell she amru tshicha bedika, right? When we say that it needs bedika, keneged b'nei me'ayim. Where do we do the bedika? We do the bedika next to the intestines, that section of the animal. Look at Rashi, the second wide lines towards the end. Kenege b'nei ma'ayim, shema nikra rova chitzona, or nikvu hadakin. Right? It might have been the majority might have torn, or the dakin might have a hole. In which case, it would be a treifa. Amale mazutra. Hachem yinu mishmai rapapa. Tzuricha b'dika kenege b'nei chalal kulo, not only b'nei ma'ayim, the whole inside. Look at Rashi, kenege kol ha'chalal, mishum shvirat rov tzla'ot, or akirat chuliot. Right, because maybe it broke its ribs, or the chuliot moved from place to place. So he says, what about simanin mai? What about its kanen veshet? We have to check those as well. Those are still in place. Look at Rashi. Simanin mi bai bedika shemaneku. Maybe they've been moved out of their place. So he says, over here, amale simanin kashin hain etzel nefila. When it comes to falling, that we don't have to worry about the simanin because they're pretty stuff that don't move so quickly. I'm Rabbi Huda, I'm a Shmuel. She's like, come to a bird now. Of Shenechbat al Pene Hamayim, a bird that comes smacking down into the water. Okay? Into the river. Kevan Sheshat Melokum Mato Dayo. If you see that, like a duck, let's say, for example, right, that comes crashing down. If you see that none of it's sitting upright and it's floating around nasty in the river, it's okay. Velo Amran Elebimata Lamala. Avamilamala Lamata, Maya Hu De Ishbalu. So that's only if you see it's floating upstream. But if it's floating downstream, right, then you can assume maybe the bird's actually damaged.
What's the current?
And the current is just dragging it. Right. Right. If it's a kind, Rashi says, yeah, nagam. If it's like not a river, it's just like a big, like a pond, Lake Lanba. You don't know, we have to worry about the story. Look at Rashi there, Lake Lanba. Rashi over here, Lake Lanba, Dafilu Milamal Lamata Shapi Dami. We don't worry if the wind's blowing the water in one direction, it's okay. Right? Only the Ishadet Tzivi Vakadme. So now, Ishadet Tzivi Vakadme, if there's pieces of like a wood, like look at Rashi over here. So, Imhayu Kismay Etzim Mushlachin Benaha. Now you see the current of the water, and there's wood floating down the river. And they over ha kadme veishade shade tzivi vekadme ha kadme, right? He says over here. Look at Rashi. He says if the wood is going down the river, vekadme ihu de tzivi, and he overtakes the wood milamale lemata, even if it's going downstream, I feel by my little kaimi, even if it's in a pond, shari. The chayvan the kadma iu letzivi ihu the kashat. Since he's overtaking the wood, you can see he's actually the one doing the. Otherwise, they'd go at the same pace, right? Or the same story, right? Okay, glima matich. If there's a parus al gavay yetelot bavir. If you've got a trap the bird, let's say for example, you've got like a big net up in there, like some sort of sail thing in the air, right? And the bird comes crashing into it. So now it will depend, is it very taut or is it loose? Is it kashur chazak or not, right? That will depend, right? Look at this over here. A glimmer matiach, if it's very taut, if it's matiach, pull tight, then we do worry about risuke varia. The lo matiach, if it isn't, if it's just pretty loose, lo. Then off more fef, right? So look at the Mesurah Shas says over here on off more fef, gishna rif, aif maif, right? Meaning that we're not talking about the bird yet off more fef, we're talking about the actual garment itself. And Rashi says over here, if it's doubled over. Where's the Rashi? If it's doubled over, even if it's pulled tight, lo chashina. Why? Because you can imagine it gives more of a softer landing to the bird. Isla umekarve kitri chashinan. Right? Says is isla. If the off shinafa breshna prusa bavir into the air, right? Imekarve kitri. If it falls with a kisha chutin. If the knots are tied close to each other, you don't have to worry because it will hurt yourself on the knots. Longer kavakitri, if they aren't close to the knots, you have to worry because it's got the biggest chance that it won't hurt itself. Kitna de avid betuni. So now all these different examples over here. We've got pishtan, right? Flax. That is bundled up. Big pile of flax. If it falls into it, you are going to worry. Why? Because the flax is very hard. Rashi says, chashinan, sharei kashir. It's very hard. The high gisa, if it lands on the sides of the piles, right? Then lo chashinan. Because you can imagine it lands, it softens itself. Asuryata, look at Rashi there. Chavilot shel kani, you've got like bigger bundles of like reeds or whatever. You do have to worry because it's hard. Kitna de daik v'naf, you've got flax which has like been like beaten up, like already softened. Lo chash, you have to worry. Daik v'naf, it's only got part of the process. Chashun, you do have to worry because it's still hard. The avid bizri, right? Rashi says, yeah, what's the avid bizri? Popadish. Right, I feel daik benafit. I don't know what that means. But right, like types of birds, if right, because they're all tied together. So because they're not, you've got to worry about them. Chashinan dekata chashinan didakta lo chashinan. Right, but if it's neurot shivrei gibolin haninari mina pishtim kishim naptim. So like the byproducts, when you beat the flax, what comes out of it is soft. You have to worry about it. Nivra, if there's Nivra over here, Rashi says Nivra, Siva Gadel Siva Dekalim. So these are like things that grow around the palm tree. Umiabshilto, you dry them and echlak lutsort and you split them into ropes, into like strands. Umafshilanu menu chavlim, you make ropes out of it. Becholzman shilo nasar lutsort ukashim. When you haven't made them into ropes, it's very hard. Right? So Nivra, if it bums into these like piles of like palm heart, I'd imagine something like that. Right? It's hard, you've got to worry. Once you made it into strands, into ropes, it's already soft and you have to worry. Kitma nehila chashinan, right? Kitma nehila is merukad benape nichbash vasa kashir. So you've got this like smoky sort of stuff, which you've sieved it out, and it becomes hardened, right? You've got to worry about it. Kitma nehila chashinan, lo nehila, lo chashinan, eino nichbash. If you haven't like smashed it up and made it into a big bunch, you don't have to worry about it. We'll carry on with the rest of the stuff on Shabbos.